2. Youth Ministry. Sociological and Pastoral Perspectives. Bo Benka in a General Framework of Youth Ministry. Bo Benka is a way of ministering to the needs of young people which must be part of a larger context of youth ministry. In order to understand the role of Bo Benka in the pastoral life of the parish or school in which it is followed, we need now to examine the reality we are trying to evangelize. In this chapter we shall try to give a model of youth ministry which answers in a dynamic way our vocation to call young people to enter into the inner circle of a committed Christian life. To do this we shall critically examine the sociological reality of our youths and the ways in which we may become more effective in our service to them. Without analyzing the whole reality of our youth ministry, Bo Benka may become a kind of panacea for all types of problems, or the alternative to our youth ministry desert. The problem of creating a process without reviewing our general understanding of youth work and ecclesiology is due to the fact that the church is a widely varied social grouping, and we cannot pretend that a particular system of evangelization and catechesis answers the complex reality of all people, with their individual personalities and accents. We also need to avoid the problem that we see in many parishes, namely, a pastoral life totally centered around a particular movement or process. No pastoral solution can pretend to be the final answer. Therefore, if we want to implement Bo Benka in an effective way, we need to be sure that the other alternatives exist. Chart 1. Non-Christians. Non-Catholics. Sacramentalized. Occasional. Faithful. Sympathizers. Aspirants. Committed. Leaders. Ministers. A sociology of our youth, levels of commitment. Let us pay attention to chart 1. In this chart we have tried to explain the different levels of commitment of our youth. It could be applied to a general understanding of the sociology of our Christian communities, but we have included in a special way explanations which are more relevant to youths. We can see there 9 different levels or concentric circles or ellipses in 4 different areas, A, B, C, D, which are demarcated by thicker division lines. Let us explain them more thoroughly. The youth outside the church. The non-Christians. This is the most external area. It comprises youths who are Muslims, members of traditional religions, and adepts of religious movements which are not properly Christian. The non-Catholics. These are the youth who belong to other Christian churches or movements. The sacramentalized youth. The sacramentalized. These are the youth who received baptism and, perhaps, the Eucharist and confirmation when they were children. They are, sociologically, Catholic, but their level of commitment is practically nil. It also includes the marginalized, the youth who live on the fringes of society, or are involved in crime and drugs. It includes also those who have entered into some type of atheism or who have been gained by the sects and yet consider themselves to be Catholic. The occasional. This group includes sacramentalized youth who have a greater level of commitment and some desire to belong to the church. They come to attend religious services during the solemn feasts of the year, Easter, Christmas, Assumption Day, what we may call in Cameroon Big Day Christians. Some of them are occasional Sunday Mass attenders. They are observers or spectators in the activities organized by the committed youth. This level includes the greatest majority of Catholic school pupils and students. They attend Mass during the school year, when it is mandatory as part of school activities, but have very little desire of participating in church activities and the liturgy once they are on vacation or have graduated from school. The faithful youth. The faithful. These are the youth who are faithful to the law. They attend Sunday Mass. They participate in activities open to all young people like pilgrimages, recollection days, penitential services, and youth day celebrations. The sympathizers. This group starts to have some area of service or some interest for formation and development of their spiritual life. They may be members of a choir. They participate in parish sport groups and cultural clubs. They look at other youths who are members of groups with sympathy. They participate occasionally in a meeting but cannot make up their minds to remain and become more committed to the discipline of the group. The aspirants. They start to participate in a youth group with interest and the desire to remain and to grow inside it. They are faithful to the meetings. They participate in formation sessions like workshops and seminars. The committed youth. The committed ones. They have been in the group for some time. They have followed the formalities of membership and have made some formal commitment to be a permanent member, promise, pledge, dedication. They are reliable. They actively participate in all the activities. They serve the parish or Christian community in various areas, like liturgy, the parish council, children's ministries, choirs, etc. They have an interest in formation and attend other opportunities that the parish offers them, like Bible classes, workshops, and seminars on a variety of subjects, etc. They may attend daily Mass occasionally. They participate in the sacrament of reconciliation voluntarily. Some may even look for spiritual direction. The leaders and ministers. The leaders are those committed youths who have been chosen by the rest of the group to be team heads, members of the executive committee, the parish youth council, etc. The ministers are youths and adults who have been appointed by the parish or school to minister to these youths but who are natural members of the group. This will include the youth ministers, catechists, animators, etc.